This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Close your eyes, exhale, feel your body relax, and let go of whatever you're carrying today.
Well, I'm letting go of the worry that I wouldn't get my new contacts in time for this class. I got them delivered free from 1-800-CONTACTS. Oh my gosh, they're so fast.
And breathe.
Oh, sorry. I almost couldn't breathe when I saw the discount they gave me on my first order. Oh, sorry. Namaste.
Visit 1-800-CONTACTS.com today to save on your first order.
1-800-CONTACTS.
This episode of the Sportsman's Nation is brought to you by Outdoor Edge and their complete lineup of replaceable blade knives, fixed blade knives, and game processing kits. Now, we've all been there before, trying to field dress your wild game with a dull knife. This is where Outdoor Edge really steps in. With the Razor Safe system, you can have a brand new razor sharp blade with just the push of a button. No more dull blades and no more problems processing your wild game. To check out all of the products from Outdoor Edge, visit OutdoorEdge.com. And at checkout, enter the discount code NATION30. That's NATION30 for 30% off of your purchase.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wisconsin Sportsman Podcast, your home for all things outdoors in the Badger State. I'm your host, Josh Rayleigh, and in this episode, I'm joined by the crew from Half Rack, a new 2% certified hunting accessory brand. Now, we recorded live at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, Wisconsin at the Wisconsin Community Conservation Day, and the day was a huge success. The guys from Half Rack raised over $5,000 for conservation efforts in southeastern Wisconsin. So a really, really great day. I'm pumped they invited me to be part of it. While the day was a success, our first attempt to record a podcast that day was not. So we started recording, had a wonderful 45-minute conversation about the Community Conservation Day, the origins of Half Rack, a lot of the awesome gear that they had coming up, some time just BSing about hunting and what we're looking forward to in the fall. And then the bottom just fell out. Rain, wind, it got real bad real quick, which actually may have turned out to be a good thing because my computer stopped recording about 16 minutes into our first recording. So we had roughly 30 minutes of what I thought was recording, but wasn't. But the guys were gracious. They gave me another try, and we ended up being able to record a second episode, if you will, in the basement of Spanky's. And so that created quite an interesting ambiance for recording. And in the end, we had a great conversation. And as you listen to this, or after you listen to this, head over to halfrack.com, half-rack.com, to check them out. These guys are down-to-earth people. They're normal guys who love to hunt, just like me and you. And if you're in the market for some hunting accessories, bow hangers, gear hooks, gun cases, bow cases, all sorts of cool stuff, head over and check them out. The price point for their gear is tough to beat. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would rather support a local crew of stand-up guys like them rather than line the pockets of mega brands out there who have no real interest in the sport itself, no real interest in conservation, and not a lot of interest in the people who love the things that we do. So, yeah, go check those guys out, half-rack.com. Before we get into this episode, though, I want to ask a favor from each of you listening to this podcast. Your support here lately has been fantastic. Engagement has been great. It's been really nice to hear from a lot of you. Deer season, I know, is right around the corner, and I'm hoping to start pushing out a little bit more content for you guys, maybe some more frequent episodes as we get into the season. But I need you to help me out with something. I need you to do a few things for me. First, share this podcast on your social media and with those you think might enjoy what we're doing here. We want to continue to grow our audience, and that is hands down the best way for us to do that is if you share this on your social media. Second, be sure to subscribe to wherever you access this podcast. Leave us a review. It's going to be really, really helpful. The algorithms are kinder to this podcast with more subscribers and more reviews. So if you can do those two things, that would be great. And then third, follow us on Instagram so you can keep up with all the shenanigans that are taking place as we head into deer season. I'm going to be trying to do some filming this year. It may be an epic failure, or it might be pretty cool to watch. Hey, it might be cool to watch even if you just tune in to watch me fail. So, yeah, anyway, if you guys can help me out by doing those things, that would be awesome. And with all of that out of the way, we're going to jump right into our conversation with TJ Eads and Jimmy Gerapudo from Half Rack. All right, coming to you live from the basement of Spanky's Bar and Grill, which is not sketchy at all. This is the Wisconsin Sportsman Podcast, coming to you with the guys from Half Rack. How we doing?
Excellent.
Doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. So why don't we just go around the table real quick, introduce yourself, and tell us what you do with Half Rack.
All right, I guess I'll go first. My name's Jimmy Gerapudo. You can just call me Jimmy. Keep it simple. But I've been leading all the marketing for Half Rack for probably 9-10 months now, pretty much since the beginning. Running the social media, managing influencers, coming up with campaigns, graphic and product, graphic and package design. That's pretty much that. So anything you see coming out on social, that's generally for me. I mean, of course, we're a team. We bounce it back and forth off of each other, but that's what I do. So
sweet.
Yeah, TJ Eads here, product designer by trade. Let me scoot that mic back just a skosh. Product designer by trade, joined the team, early on, one of the co-founders here. But no, just awesome team we got united here. And I take the design lead on product side, work with Jimmy quite a bit on the marketing side as well. But please be a part of it all.
Yeah, sweet. So for those of you who may be listening and hearing the sounds of breaking glass and stuff like that in the background, we are literally in the basement of Spanky's Bar and Grill. Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
In Waterford, Wisconsin, for Community Conservation Day. So guys, tell me a little bit about what we're doing here today.
So today we are, we're 2% certified, have been since roughly last December, which is pretty much when we started. And it's something we wanted to do from the beginning. And August 21st is 2% for Conservation's Community Conservation Day. It's what they set aside for all of their 2% certified brands to either do a fundraiser or some sort of get-together event like river cleanups or tree plantings, anything along those lines to give back. So we elected to do a local event here where Half Rack originated in Waterford, Wisconsin, fundraiser. So 100% of the proceeds from all the raffle and silent auction prizes today are going back to conservation efforts in Southeast Wisconsin. Obviously, this is all, you know, kind of backed up by 2% for Conservation being that it's their Community Conservation Day. And it's kind of neat, too, because even the bar Spanky's, they're giving back $5 from every pizza sold tonight, whether it's in-house or in delivery, back to conservation as well. So that's what we're doing here.
And, sweet.
That covers it.
Yeah, lots of pretty sweet prizes outside. I actually won one already. That was pretty shocking. I never win much of anything, so I already won something. But, yeah, pretty pumped to be a part of this. Pretty glad you guys invited me to be part of this today. So we had some weather issues earlier, so if we sound like we're jumping ahead of things a little bit here as we're recording, it's because we probably are. We recorded this exact same conversation earlier, well, at least part of it. And we got rained out, all sorts of weird stuff happened. But so tell me now, who is Half Rack? So these guys know I'm talking with the folks from Half Rack. Who is Half Rack? What is Half Rack?
Well, so Half Rack is, I mean, there's three founders and then myself. Josh was on earlier, so I don't know if you're going to cut in any audio from earlier.
Nah, we'll leave Josh out. He's not that big a deal.
Yeah. Barely important at all.
Make sure y'all remind him of that, because he'll love it. Email him. But so Half Rack, you're saying who is Half Rack or what is Half Rack? It's we're an outdoor gear brand. I think the best way to sum us up is, you know, our vision for what we're doing, and we're bringing quality gear to people who are mindful of the past, and our tagline is fine gear and fond memories. And as you can tell, I mean, from the beginning, we've been looking to give back to conservation, which is why we're grateful to be here on our first Community Conservation Day. But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much who we are.
So tell me a little bit about the space that you guys are going to be operating in the outdoor industry. So it sounds like there are more bigger things maybe out on the horizon, but tell me about what you're dealing in right now. Like, what are the products that you're bringing to market?
Yeah, so as Jimmy mentioned, we're definitely gear-oriented, especially here from the start. You know, this is our brand launch tied into this Community Conservation Day, and we're launching products that you've seen before. It's kind of what we call Me Too, but I don't know if I necessarily want to say better, but we feel we're definitely biased, obviously, towards our product, but we're definitely putting that quality in there at an affordable price. And we're reskinning everything, trying to add a relevant aesthetic. As far as the product you see, hopefully it's relevant to what you know, what's going on out there in the industry. And we're trying to take this product that has been sitting on the shelf, you know, you, Jimmy, you know, Josh may have purchased in the past just gear hooks, gun slings, gun cases, and you're buying something that, you know, you don't even really know what brand you're buying. You just need it.
Yep.
It's just gear that you need, whether you're a first timer going to the woods or, you know, a guy or gal that's been doing it for decades and you're wearing the best, shooting the best. We're your brand. You know, we're a brand for everyone. Gear hooks, gun slings, I mentioned, gun cases, bow cases. We've got some newer products as well we're launching. And then, you know, obviously come 2022, we'll have some new, innovative, exciting stuff. But yeah, just gear that you need, I guess is how I would put it.
Yeah. So the outdoor space seems a bit crowded in general. But when I walk the halls or the aisles of, let's say, Walmart or something like that, the gear accessory space seems exceedingly crowded. So what made you guys want to start here?
Well, it is crowded, yes, but it's crowded with a bunch of product that is collecting dust, as far as visuals go, and quite literally collecting dust. So we're trying to provide what's necessary, like every product we're throwing on the website, shipping to a dealer, someone in brick and mortar that's supporting us. It's something that you're going to use and need. We're not just designing it and developing it and bringing it in, shipping it out because we want to. It's, you know, products that are asked for. And Josh, the sales guy that kind of leads us. He brings a wealth of knowledge and what's needed within the space, you know, along with Jimmy and myself, our observations, what we're seeing. So we're trying to only launch what is needed and not launch product in that crowded space or what's, you know, just going to sit there and not be purchased, I guess.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, you know, I think, you know, I've heard you guys mention a couple of times that with these products, you want to create a brand that people can cheer for. So tell me a little bit about your thoughts behind that and what you mean when you say a brand people can cheer for.
So obviously we briefly discussed it earlier and even said like this space is crowded. And I mean, without sounding, you know, overconfident in ourselves, I mean, really when it comes down to it, a lot of these other gear brands, I mean, they're brands, sure, but they're companies, right? Like, they don't have much branding behind them. And by branding, you know, for anyone who may not know, I mean, it's what's the story? What's the sizzle of behind of what you're giving people, right? Anyone can give any consumer a piece of gear that's going to work, right? But when you're spending your money that you're working hard for, it's got to have some value to it as well. And that being the story behind Half Rack, the future vision for what we want to do as a company and how we want what we do as a company to benefit the entire industry and everyone who is a hunter. So, I mean, you know, if you're going to spend the $20, it's got to have something else behind it, not just that product and that transaction. It's got to have a feeling behind it. You know, for Half Rack, I think, what was the question you asked again? Sorry.
I was just, you know what, I can't remember exactly. No, I was asking about what the, to tell me about the, oh goodness, where was
it? Brand to cheer for.
So yeah, just, brand okay. to cheer for, that's right, that's
all
right.
All right, so yeah. why?
Thanks for bringing us back around.
Absolutely, that's what I'm here for.
That's what he does. So why are we a brand to cheer for? So obviously we, you know, goes without saying that we may be biased, but being that, you know, we have our value set from the beginning, right? We sign on with 2% for conservation from the start, and not just because it looks good, but because we want it to, right? Like, we know where we stand as hunters and where we want to see the industry go and our consumers go, because I mean, if they're going to be buying product from us, why would we want the industry to be dwindling, right? I mean,
for sure,
that's the truth, right? And then we want it to be growing just because that's for the good of what we love to do. Being a brand to cheer for, we've got our values set from the beginning. So I think, I don't even know what we'd necessarily call it. I guess our motto, right? We have our tagline is "Find gear, find fond memories." But our kind of motto is prepare, preserve, and prosper. So I just finished up the Half Rack website, and under our focus set section, at the very end of the paragraph, I wrote, like, you know, we want to be mindful of our past, conservation conscious, and evolving into the future. And that really does tie into our motto of prepare, preserve, prosper, and why we hope that people want to cheer for us is all those three things, because we want our gear to give you those feelings, be emblematic of what it was that you grew up with, you know, right? Like, it's kind of a good way to put it is timeless, and tying into hunts with your grandpa or dad at a hunting camp somewhere, and then being conservation conscious. Obviously, you know, we're here today with Community Conservation Day and 2%, and then evolving into the future. When you ask us about 2022, that's kind of what I think of when I think of that, is the innovative stuff and how it's going to make everyone who is a hunter or wants to become a hunter the better version of that. So that's why we hope people cheer for us.
Yeah, I think one of the things that has stood out about you guys is you, since I've been keeping up with your website and keeping up with you guys on social media, you have been telling a story all along. You've been telling the story of the journey of an outdoorsman, and just through the year, it's been awesome to sort of track, like, man, these guys are doing exactly what I'm out doing right now. Like, you can't say that for the gear hook brand that you go buy something from on the shelf of Walmart or whatever that is. So it's great to see people, faces behind the products, and something that we can sort of get behind. As we look into the fall, guys are trying to gear up. They're getting all their stuff together. What are a couple of the main, I guess, staples that you guys are bringing to the market this fall?
I would say, obviously, we have our cases to protect your gear. You know, we got the soft cases for guns and bows. That way you can tote them from your home or barn to the field, so that's great.
Can I stop you right there? I want to hear a little bit more about the bow case, because I saw the gun cases out here earlier today, which, by the way, you guys have an excellent price point. And when you lay your hands on these products, it's like, okay, this exceeded my expectations for the price point, like by far. Like, I didn't expect to put my hands on quality gear, on this quality, this kind of quality of gear, for the price point that you guys are bringing this to market. Tell me a bit about the bow case. How is that thing built? Like, is it similar to one of those gun cases?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently we're offering the Wildcat bow case, which is similar to the gun cases you touched and felt. It's got extra padding. And it's got a soft inner liner, so there's not going to be any scratches or, you know, anything that's going to happen to your bow as you're going afield. So we put a lot of quality in the materials, as well as just, you know, we ourselves, we're consumers as well. So we want to deliver that to everyone. You know, if we trust the product first and foremost, then we're happy to then offer it up to our customers, consumers. So, yeah, we've just to elaborate a bit more on the walking down the aisle, you know, we may have products that are priced similar or the same as a product adjacent to it, but it's going to look better, it's going to have better quality, and that's something that we want to stand behind for sure.
Yeah. So, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you with that. So you've got the gun cases, you've got bow cases that you're bringing to the market. What else can we be looking for from Half Rack?
I mean, something as simple as, you know, a lot of guys know it as an easy hanger or just some sort of weapon hanger that screws into the tree. We've added a couple subtle innovations, one being a quarter 20 accessory port, so you can attach a GoPro, a Tacticam, and those Onyx, second camera angle, etc., and then also a double hook. And this, again, is just a very small product, lightweight, got a nice powder-coated finish. But you can store most everything you need to on there if you're running a gun, and or if you're a guy or gal that wants to park that up in a tree that you have on private and leave it there, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, so, and the gear hook on there, it's our bow wing, which is kind of emblematic of what people know as an easy hanger, is neat, not just because it holds your gear, but when it bites back into the tree, like that flex you might normally get from hanging your bow on the end or your gun is kind of majorly taken away by that extra hook in the back biting into the tree and giving it a little bit more rigidity. So it's kind of just two little neat things that tie into what's, you know, kind of a simple product to begin with, but just to make it that much better and that much bang for your buck, per se. So it's just kind of where we're going to start in 2021, and then, like we said before, 2022 will be real interesting.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to hear a little bit more. I know you guys are pretty tight-lipped about it, but yeah, we're going to be looking forward to that. Excited to see what else comes from your direction. So we're talking about Community Conservation Day. You mentioned a little bit earlier that that's been an important thing for you guys since the very beginning. What got that into the DNA of Half Rack so early on?
Well, I know... Like we said, we tried to do this earlier, but I guess the brief short story of how Half Rack started began with Josh, which is, like we said, our sales guy and one of our founders, that about, I guess, what is it, 18, 19 years ago, when he was just finishing up high school, him and his buddies, you know, just hunting together, wanted to come up with a little bit of a brand or name to call themselves, so that's where the name Half Rack began. And like he mentioned earlier, like he... You know, they may have done some filming or whatever, but mostly it was just, you know, a kind of a name to give themselves for hanging out. And now we've obviously progressed and evolved to here, which is more or less what TJ and Josh kind of have been talking about over the last year and a half. And then I came on board about, you know, 10, 11 months ago.
It's... You know, to elaborate or tag on to what Jimmy's saying, you know, it's about that camaraderie. You know, they started that up at the camp where there's just, you know, a group of gents hanging out, hunting, and just doing their thing and loving what they do. And then maybe that's a country song. I don't know, something about that. Anyway, well, now Josh, he's a dad. I'm a dad. I got a couple girls at home. And thinking about the future, it really kind of hits you pretty hard. Like, man, We need to do what we can do for the future generation. You know, you can reflect on all those memories, those fond memories you've had in the past about your grandpa taking you, dad taking you, mom, etc. And like, man, I want to have those memories with my girls, you know, or at least maybe they don't want to get into hunting, but at least outdoors in general, and educate them on, you know, this is where crops come from. This is where, you know, we get our meat. And that, so it's about all of that, those experiences, those fond memories. And then that's why we, you know, reached out to Jared from 2%, and we're conversating with him even prior to formulating the final LLC, even though Josh, you know, had the idea years ago, and it just, you know, we all met each other, and it just came to be here last November, where we formed the Half Rack LLC officially. You know, it just clicked, I guess. It wasn't even a question from any of us. It was just like, we have to do this.
Yeah. Wow. I heard one of you, I can't remember which one it was, but you mentioned on another podcast that I was listening to, just a no-brainer, right? Like, it's just a no-brainer, just where you have to be. All right, so we are roughly a month away from the Wisconsin opener. We're less than that away from your opener. So tell me a little bit about what we've got going on heading into deer season.
So it's kind of a neat year because Virginia normally opens up first Saturday in October. But this year, September 1st is going to be the opener. I mean, it'll be antlerless only, which they've had that in the past in the urban areas, but now the county that the farm is in that I hunt, they'll be open in September 1st. So, and it's also earn a buck, so it's kind of nice. It gives me an extra month to just get my doe out of the way before the real season hits. Be hunting in Maryland as well, right across the Potomac River from where I live, which opens up, I believe, September 1st, or might be the first Saturday in September, but for bucks as well. So that'll be kind of neat. I'll be spending a lot of time behind the camera, but it'll still just be fun to be there. So
yeah, so you'll be able to get after them September 1st with what kind of weapon?
In Virginia, like I said, in the county that I hunt, this is the first time they've done this, but it'll be with the rifle or muzzleloader or bow. So it's kind of neat, definitely different than what has been in the past, but can't complain, I guess. So.
Yeah, and you've got something else you're looking forward to a little bit later on in September, right? Is that...
Yeah, September 18th, my dad and I are going elk hunting. So he'll be hunting elk, and again, I'll be behind the camera. So until I got checks to write for that, you know, to be hunting elk on a beautiful outfitted hunt, I'll be just staying behind the camera. So
sure. Hey, that's not a bad place to be, though.
No.
Listening to bugles from behind the camera is better than sitting at home not listening to bugles.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's valid point.
When you have those options, I'll take the camera and I'll go any day.
So. Oh yeah, I'm excited.
All right, what about you?
So I'm in Indiana. So we start October 1, and my wife and I will probably be looking for a good one to chase around. So
have you located one yet?
Haven't, honestly. You know, having a couple girls, it definitely has changed things as far as how quickly I get cameras out and start driving around scouting in the evenings. But yep. We got a couple farms, so a lot of open country where we're at. It's pretty flat, but we got fence rows. Honestly, those big boys are where you'd last expect them to be, you know, out right hidden in plain sight. So we're running cameras. Hopefully we'll stumble upon one to chase here October 1. So
yeah. So you mentioned you've got a couple of kids. What are the ages?
2 and 4.
Two and four, both girls. Boy.
Yep.
Yeah, so you have zero time to get out in the woods.
Yeah, pretty much. I take them with me. So
yeah.
Teach them young.
That's right.
All this half rack stuff, it's been fantastic to, you know, it just brings value and meaning to all of it, you know. It's kind of our purpose while we're here.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a 7, 5, and a 3-year-old.
Oh, my.
So we are trying our best to get them involved in the outdoors, but it certainly changes things.
Like
your priorities take a whole new turn. So I took them out glassing with me the other night, trying to locate some deer. And what do you know, 45 minutes before it's dark, they're ready to go home, and they're hungry, and they're tired, and all this and that. And it's like, okay, it's finally getting good, but sure, we'll go home. Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do right now is go home and lose this final 45 minutes of daylight, which would quite possibly be the, you know, the best thing. So you do a little bit of hunting in Wisconsin as well, huh?
So yeah, I've I've been fortunate after meeting Josh to come up and hunt here in Wisconsin, which Wisconsin is very inviting to non-residents, by the way. Been able to come up here and get a doe the past couple of years, which has been great because in Indiana, we've been pretty constrained. In our area, the population isn't the best, and we haven't shot a doe in the past decade on any of our farms. So it's been great to fill the freezer. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, since we don't have Josh in on this try, why don't you just go ahead and give us some of those coordinates? I mean, you mentioned that, you know, you want to talk off air.
Let's go off air. Plan is we'll find Josh's phone, snag all those pins, send them to ourselves.
Okay.
Put the phone back where it was.
I mean, he's pretty busy right now.
He's very busy and swamped. We can probably talk to his wife.
He's okay. Already brought me to his trees, so he's already given up that that opportunity of losing.
Oh, so
out.
The deal is done.
Yeah, deal's done. Over. We're good. Done. We're golden.
So, all right. Yeah. Is there a way you guys can arrange it to where like he's got a lot of work to do, like November 4th through 12th?
Oh, that's
12th?
Easy. Oh, that's yeah. Easy.
Jimmy like and I have been off, you know, talking
if you guys
about
could
it.
Just load it up and be like, look, man, we got all these deadlines. We yep. need all this stuff from you. During these dates.
Yep. Yep. I know line reviews traditionally are this date, but actually November 4th through, you know, what, the 22nd.
Yeah.
You're booked.
Yeah. All the way up till gun season starts.
Yeah, we took care of all your flights and travel. You're welcome. So perfect. Yeah.
Perfect. Yep. Perfect. So yeah, so one thing you did mention though that I do want to hit on a little bit. Wisconsin is extremely friendly to out of state hunters, especially as a first time out of state hunter. Like you pay even less, right, than normal.
Yeah, I believe Josh was telling me it was like $60 or $70 for a first time.
Very affordable. Very affordable first time.
Yeah, for what can be some really high-quality hunting, even on the public lands here. That's one of the things that's impressed me most about living here in Wisconsin is seeing how proactive the DNR is and how interested they are in making sure that the average hunter has a quality experience on public lands. They're not just you know, sitting back trying to ensure that they're getting the proper amount of revenue or, you know, coming from the deep south, they're making sure that these timber companies that lease all this land to the state are getting the proper returns on their land, right? So, but yeah, coming here, seeing them making sure that, you know, guys are having quality experience is a bargain.
It is.
It really is.
Absolutely.
So, not that people should flood Wisconsin.
That's not what we're saying.
They should come to Wisconsin and all hunt in the southeastern portion.
We can say that because Josh isn't here, right?
Yeah. I'm in southern Wisconsin, but I'm kind of to the other side. So, yeah, southeastern Wisconsin.
So specifically eastern?
Specifically eastern Wisconsin.
Okay. Yeah. Josh is showing us pictures of Booners, like too many. His album was full.
I saw like 30 on the way
here.
Oh,
yeah. Easy.
Yeah, yep. just on the drive. And I didn't see him until I got out of Dane County. You know, so it wasn't until I crossed the Dane County line. Then I started seeing Booners.
Josh might drive to Indiana when he listens to this just to punch me. He might.
Oh, that's awesome. So anything else you guys are looking forward to this fall? I mean, I know you're launching product. You know, this is kind of a launch party for the brand, but also 2% for conservation, Community Conservation Day, if I can get that out. Anything else you've got looking forward to? When can we expect to start seeing some of these products in store?
So I think our rough timeline is within next 10 to 15 days, product will be officially in and for sale on our website, and then give it another 2 weeks and it should be in stores, which on our website we have our dealer list, which I know is growing as we speak. But yes, what we're most excited for the fall, I mean, obviously other than hunts and just getting out there, I think especially from my perspective, is just getting product in the hands of the quality creators and influencers we brought on board. I know we talked in our first cut of this whole thing, is you kind of asked, like, you know, how and why do we plan on getting people on board that are going to believe in what we do? And I think you can see that in the creators and influencers we pick. So getting product in their hands and letting them do their thing is what I'm excited for, because one, it's going to make my life way easier. So
yeah,
I definitely
for sure.
Can't complain about that. But just two, to see that how regular folks, you know, because they, you know, they have their reach of people. So not only how they see the product and how they react to it, but then how their consumers of their content react to it, and just getting it more and more out there. And you know, like we've said before, our tagline being fond gear and fond memories, like, you know, I'm interested to see what stories people can tell and bring back to us, Because that's what it's all about, is the story at the end of the day. I said in our first cut earlier, the product really, I mean, at least to me, is secondary. It's more about the story you can tell with it. And if it looks good while you're doing it, I mean, then I guess that's a double bonus. And that's really our goal. So that's what I'm excited for.
Excellent. Excellent. Anything else coming up that you're pumped about with Half Rack or hunting or anything else in the fall?
Honestly, today I'm pumped about, because there's been so much build up for this first event for us. So yeah. Today's a big day. We're excited, having a pretty good turnout despite the weather. Today it's a huge check in the box that we're excited that we're finally here, finally all together and doing this and growing the community. That's what it's all about when it's all said and done. Jimmy's talking about influencers, ambassadors that he's been working with, we've been working with, and it's all about that relationship and the camaraderie. That's why we've all been brought into this, and why we continue to do it and love it. You know, it's all about that storytelling. You know, I can't tell you how many stories I've listened in on and contributed before this podcast just today. Everybody talking about their big buck story or their mishap that happened. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it was a great turnout outside, and believe it or not, we actually recorded a heck of a podcast before this, and my computer ruined everything. So we don't know what's going on. It's blipping in and out. But anyway, you guys got a thing to get to here in just a couple minutes with Q&A with the DNR. So I want to let you get to that. But I do want to ask, before I let you go, where can people find out more from Half Rack?
Yep. So Facebook, if you just look up Half Rack, or it's at halfrack.us. Instagram is at half.rack. And then website is half-rack.com. So if you just drive to our Instagram, you'll be able to find the rest. I mean, we're sharing content every day from influencers, creators, and, you know, our own stuff as well. And that's where, like you said, you've been watching and following along and seeing that story build up. So that's what I love to see the most, if people recognize that and be able to be a part of it. So yeah, that's where you can check us out.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we'll continue to watch the story build up, and I hope it culminates in some bucks on the ground here in the next couple of weeks. So, guys, thanks for coming on. I'll have to have you guys on again to do this thing proper, not in a basement of a bar and grill. But, hey, it's super gracious for them to let us use it down here. So, anyway, thanks for coming on, guys. Looking forward to everything that we've got coming up from Half Rack.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks again to the Half Rack crew for coming on. Looking forward to big things to come from them. Also, big thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in. At the end of the day, you are why I do this. I'm passionate about all things outdoors in Wisconsin, and I hope to spread that passion and fuel that passion in others who are outdoor junkies just like me. We're now a mere 3 weeks away from the archery opener, so until next time, get out, shoot your bow, sharpen your broadheads, do some glassing. Most of all, just get outside and enjoy the incredible resource that is at our fingertips as Wisconsin sportsmen.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.